Hi there, I'm John Avery Whittaker, but most folks call me Whit. We're getting ready for a time of wonder and excitement. We'd love to have you join us for another adventure in Odyssey.
Last time on Adventures in Odyssey.
During our travels around the world, Katrina and I searched for people who needed our help. A request came in about an isolated village in Central Africa. From our reports, this village had no contact with civilization.
Plains and back, where are you headed?
We're going to the Ashanti region.
The Ashantis are cursed.
What do you mean?
The gods are awfully angry with those people.
Oh, we don't believe in multiple gods, do we? No.
Well, neither did I before I moved here. But don't laugh it off, it's real. You go into that village and you'll never get up.
Kwame!
Yes, Mother?
Go tell your father. Marathi is here. The curse is over.
I'm sorry. I think you may be confused.
What is your name, madam?
Aman.
Aman, have you been waiting for us long?
For many years, yes. You remind me of a man who was here 20 years ago. His name was Marathi. You very much look like him.
Who was he?
He was our friend and a good man.
Do you know his original name?
Yes, Leonard.
That's my father's name.
Eugene, what are you saying?
My father, Aman, Marathi is my father. It's unmistakable. This is my father's journal. He was here. He and my mother were lost in an expedition when I was 7.
Your mother's name was Thelma.
Yes, that's right.
We called her Thunderway. It means loving one.
Oh, yes, that's how I remember my mother as well. Aman, do you know what happened to them?
They have been gone a long time.
Oh, I see. What were they doing here?
They started out doing archaeological work. This area has a rich history.
How long ago was this exactly?
They left 21 years, 6 months ago.
You have the date memorized? They must have meant a lot to you.
They did. But that's not the reason I know the date.
Well, then why?
That was the beginning of the curse.
Are you saying my parents caused this alleged curse?
No. We caused it by making them go.
Oh, I think I need you to explain.
When your parents came and lived with us, we were a much bigger tribe, more powerful, but content to live simple lives within our village. But then an American came and built a new village outside this one.
Mm-hmm.
He was not the man of integrity your father was. This man was on a quest to find gold.
Mm.
Rumors spread of riches beyond our village. It inspired greed. And many of our people made the poor choice to leave with him and join his quest. They left and renamed their tribe the Wolofs. And my husband left our family and joined them.
Wait a minute. Gobir followed this American?
He claimed he was going to come back with riches and share them with his family. But that was not his true reason. He wanted his own riches. And he suffered for it.
How?
His soul was nearly destroyed by greed. But before he let that happen, he returned here.
By himself?
He was the only one. And soon after his return, the Wolofs came back.
Why?
They wanted to destroy us and mine our land.
They didn't find enough gold where they were?
You cannot satisfy a greedy person. We had no defense against them. They were much stronger.
Mm.
But before the Wolofs attacked, they made an offer.
Oh?
They wanted a trade. They promised not to attack if we would give them one person, Marathi.
Oh, no. Why would they want my father?
It's a mystery to this day. Our village wanted to fight them rather than give him up. But Marathi knew that our village would be destroyed, so he offered himself up to the leader of our tribe.
To Gobir?
No. Back then, our leader was a man named Yosef. And Yosef decided to let them have your father. The Wolofs took your parents. Mm.
And that's when this curse started?
Yes. The gods were disappointed that we would sacrifice a man's life instead of fight. Mm. That very night, there was a storm that destroyed half of our homes. Many villagers decided to leave to escape the curse, but they couldn't.
Well, why couldn't they?
The river wouldn't let them.
Oh, yes. We've heard about the river.
The moment anyone starts across the bridge, the waters rage.
And there's no other way to leave the village?
We have sheer cliffs on one side of us and an angry river on the other side. There is no way.
Tell me, Amon, have people been killed in this river?
Only one.
Who?
Yosef.
Yosef, the former leader?
Yes. He was trying to cross. Several of the people in our tribe decided it was Yosef's fault that we were under a curse, since he was the one who traded your father to the Wolofs. So they threw him in. The current took him over a waterfall downstream.
I see. So what happened to the Wolofs?
No one knows. We haven't seen them since the trade.
Oh, wait a minute. You haven't seen any of the Wolofs since they took my parents?
No. Yours is the first new face we've seen in more than 20 years.
You haven't received any news of my parents? Nothing at all?
Nothing.
Then it's possible. No, it couldn't be.
What?
I can't bear to get my hopes up. But it sounds as if my parents could, at this very moment, be in captivity.
It is possible.
Excuse me.
Where are you going?
I've got to tell Katrina, if I dare say the words. My parents may still be alive.
What if your kids could spend 2 weeks in Odyssey? They can with a two-week free trial in the Adventures in Odyssey Club, a place for 8 to 12-year-olds and their families to explore endless character-building and faith-filled adventures in an online club. Find over 800 Adventures in Odyssey audio dramas, plus exclusive member episodes, video content, online activities, devotionals, and more. Start your two-week free trial today. Just go to aioclub.org/free trial. It might become your kids' new favorite place.
This is incredible.
My mind is racing, Katrina. I feel as if I'm dreaming.
Now, Eugene, this did happen over 20 years ago, finding your
parents. I understand the slim chances of ever seeing them again. I understand, but you must understand my chances have gone from none to slim for the first time since I was 7 years old. I have to look for them.
You shouldn't.
I have no choice.
The danger is great.
The danger is irrelevant.
The Wolofs are a violent people. Even if you did find their location...
Where are they? Do you have any idea?
It doesn't matter. You never make it over the river.
Nonsense. Pardon my saying so, Amon, but I will not allow superstitious hogwash to keep me from searching for my parents.
Eugene, I do agree that we have to look for them,
but
we shouldn't rush into this. We need to plan.
Amon, will you help us prepare for the journey?
No, I won't help you prepare for death.
We're going to look for my parents with or without your help. And you and I are both aware that we will have a better chance of finding them if you help us. We don't know the area, the terrain. We need supplies.
Please, Amon.
I'll give you supplies.
Good.
But you won't need them. Your journey will end at the river. And so will your lives.
Well, Katrina, the river is straight ahead.
I hear it.
Would you like to rest for a while?
No, I'm fine. Eugene, I know how much you hope to find your parents.
Oh, Katrina, I'm not hoping for anything at this juncture. To be honest, fear of the unknown seems to be trumping many of the other feelings I have right now. Trekking through the deadly jungles of Africa is a new adventure for me, too.
All right. We can talk about it later.
Well, there's the bridge.
The river doesn't look particularly angry to me.
Actually, it seems quite docile. I'll go first. Now, you wait on the bank until I get across.
You're not nervous about the curse, are you?
No, I just want to test the rope bridge. It looks rather dilapidated.
Are you sure about this?
Can't turn back now. Well, here goes. Well, the rope is weak, but holding.
Go slowly, Eugene.
Oh, I will. You know, it really is amazing that the rope has lasted this long when you consider that the...
What's that?
What?
I hear something.
It sounds like a wave.
Eugene! Get back over here! The water's coming!
Okay, I'm coming!
Hurry! Are you okay?
Fine. What was that?
I guess we've seen the raging river.
Indeed. Odd.
What are you thinking?
I'm thinking we should go upstream and cross there.
Upstream? You mean into the jungle?
Yes.
Why?
Katrina, I'm not sure, but I suppose you'd call it a hunch.
You don't believe in hunches, Eugene. If it's not provable by hard numbers, you're not persuaded.
True, but if I've learned anything in the realm of science and belief, it's that sometimes you must walk by faith and not by sight. Something deep inside me tells me we should go upstream.
I'm right behind you.
And how are you faring, Katrina?
Fine, although I must admit, I would ask for a break if I wasn't worried about snakes attacking me.
Well, if you see anything threatening, remember that Amon gave me a knife.
I'm sorry for this, but I'm really having a difficult time imagining you using that knife on anything that wasn't served on a plate in a climate-controlled restaurant.
Well, you haven't seen me provoked.
Yes, I have. You're forgetting dinner with my father.
Oh, yes. What's this?
What?
Attached to the trees. Masks.
Oh, yes. The book mentioned this. These are ancient burial masks.
Oh. So we're standing in a cemetery?
Apparently. According to ancient law, no one is supposed to tread this ground.
Thank you, Katrina. Just as I was beginning to get comfortable with the idea of snakes.
Eugene!
What? What is it? Bat dragon!
No,
I
Eugene,
have a knife!
No,
I've
don't.
Been schooled
Eugene!
In its proper use!
Eugene, stop!
Huh?
I didn't see a snake.
Oh, well. Then what is it?
Listen.
What?
The river, it sounds different.
Aha! I knew it! There was something strange about the water currents downstream, and this is the reason. A dam.
What is it doing in the middle of the jungle?
An excellent question.
Whatever the answer, I'm glad it's here. It looks like we can walk the top of it and get across.
Yes, it seems safe. Come on. I'll go first.
Okay.
Okay. There's a loose rock here. Be careful.
Oh. I suppose if the waters were going to rage, it would happen about now, right?
Yes. Keep moving, Katrina. Talk about something else.
Hey, doesn't a dam seem awfully modern to you? Especially considering where we just came from?
It is curious. And we're almost there. Made it. Okay, take my hand.
Thank you.
Well... we're across.
So much for the curse.
Yes, it appears we've beaten it.
Do you have any idea which way we need to go?
Honestly, no. But I suppose if we travel toward...
What was that?
What?
I heard something in the trees.
I don't hear anything.
Oh, perhaps it was just my imagination.
Yes, my imagination is getting rather creative as well.
Well, let's just keep going.
Indeed. Did you hear that?
Yes.
I don't suppose our imaginations can run away from each other in the exact same way, could they?
There's something out there, Eugene.
Don't take another step.
No!
Quiet!
Please don't hurt us.
We don't have anything of value.
Why are you here?
We were trying to find the Wolof tribe. You wouldn't happen to know where they might be,
Murati? Is it you? This is impossible.
No, I'm not Murati. He was my father.
You look like him.
I know.
The Ashantis will never know the difference.
Well, actually...
You're coming with me.
Where?
I'm taking you to the Ashantis. I will get my life back. Once they see Murati...
There's no point. We've already been there.
You have?
Oh, yes. And they know that I'm not Murati.
Oh, I'm
sorry.
Who are you?
My name is Yosef.
Yosef, they told me about you. They thought you were dead.
I am dead. My life has been over for many years. But there must be a reason why I found you.
What reason?
The gods have mercy on me. They wouldn't place you into my hands without a purpose.
I do believe that God, singular, sent me here, but it has nothing to do with the idea...
Come with me.
But I told you, they already know that I'm not Marathi.
We are not going to the Ashantis.
Well, then where are we going?
We are going to the Wolofs. Walk!
Do you actually know where the Wolofs live?
I haven't been there for many years, but they used to be on the other side of this jungle.
Do you know if my father is there?
He was.
Was?
As I said, I haven't been to the Wolof land for a long time.
But the last time you were there, he was alive?
Yes.
Do you hear that, Katrina?
Yes, that's wonderful, Eugene. What do you intend to do with us once we get there?
We are going to make an exchange.
Excuse me?
Marathi hasn't been as valuable to them as he used to be. You are younger and stronger, like Marathi once was. They will take you in his place. Maybe they will have better luck with you.
Well, what do you mean?
I'll explain later. You walk now.
Are you saying that you're going to trade us for his parents? Meaning we're going to be in captivity?
If you help them, they will treat you well.
Help them do what?
You ask too many questions. Walk faster.
Have you ever wanted to know what goes on behind the scenes of Adventures in Odyssey? Well, now you can with the official Adventures in Odyssey podcast. Enjoy the official Adventures in Odyssey podcast today by visiting witsend.org.
I've been hearing rumors of strange events in Odyssey. Let's hear if they're true in Album 70, Finding a Way.
I have an instinct about these things. It's almost superhero-like. When I see an old woman scared to cross...
Old woman? I'm 48, young man.
Oh, wow.
Why were you reaching for the fire alarm? To summon the monkeys?
To summon them? No, that'd be ridiculous. I'd need a flute or a banana for that. I was just balancing against the wall. But it is always good to check these alarm things out. Yep, this one looks properly oiled.
I chose to hang around with the guy who had a double-jointed tongue.
A tongue doesn't have joints.
He could lick his own earlobe.
Why?
Why not? It was awesome.
Superheroes, monkeys, and a double-jointed tongue? I guess those rumors are truer than I thought. Find out more in Album 70, Finding a Way. It's available now on the Adventures in Odyssey Club, CD, and download. Find out more at adventuresinodyssey.com.
This month on the Adventures in Odyssey Club, Olivia gets an exciting opportunity.
Diane Gilbert invited me to her birthday costume party.
But there's a problem with her parents.
If a parent isn't going to be there, I'm sorry. The answer is no.
So, does no mean no?
The reason my mom said no is fixed, so I'm sure she would be fine with it.
Is trouble ahead for Olivia and Zoe? Find out this month on the Adventures in Odyssey Club.
Defending truth, justice, and lots more truth. It's Captain Absolutely. And now you can read the entire comic series in one book. An explosion at the local library traps Josiah King in a room full of Bibles and radioactive fumes. That powerful combination transforms Josiah into a superhero. Created by Odyssey's own Wooten Bassett, join Captain Absolutely in his fight against Dr. Relative. Pick up your copy now at witsend.org. That's witsend.org.
Want to contact us about the episodes you're hearing? Visit our website at adventuresinodyssey.com or talk to someone at Focus on the Family. Call 1-800-A-FAMILY, with a parent's permission, of course. We always love hearing from you.
The village should be just ahead.
Katrina, I've been thinking.
Yes?
It's not fair for me to ask you to join me in this endeavor. They're my parents. In essence, this is my quest.
I'm your wife, Eugene. We have the same quest.
But the thought of you being imprisoned is more than I can bear.
The thought of you being in prison without me is more than I can bear.
Quiet! The village is just through these bushes. Oh,
there's no one here.
It looks abandoned.
They must have moved on.
Perhaps they're coming back?
No! I know these people. If they've left, it's because the gold ran out. They'll never return.
Well, let's go into the village.
Why? They are not here.
Well, perhaps we can find clues as to where they went or where my parents are.
Here. This is where your father did his work.
It's an archaeological dig. Now I understand. They made the trade with the Ashantis to procure my father to help them find gold.
And he did. They were very rich people. But something must have changed.
Perhaps the gold deposits ran out and they moved on.
Yes, you must be right.
Yosef, when was the last time you saw the Wolofs?
A year ago.
Only a year? Oh, Eugene!
That means that my parents could very easily still be alive. Yosef, do you have any idea where the Wolofs would go next? Please.
They could be in any direction.
Then I'll go in every direction.
You're very excited for someone who's going to be in prison if we do find them.
I don't care, Yosef. I've been separated from my only living family for over 20 years. Do you have any idea what that feels like?
Yes. I know exactly what that feels like. I've been living by myself away from the people I love for over 20 years. Just like you.
Yes, of course. You have. Well, then you must understand.
But it is impossible. You're talking about finding one man in the middle of a jungle.
But it's hope. How long has it been since you've had hope, Yosef? And now that you've been presented with it, aren't you compelled to pursue it?
Come with me. They took everything. Every home is bare.
Do you know which hut was my parents'?
No.
Eugene?
Yes?
There's something over here you need to see.
What?
It's a grave.
With my mother's name on it.
I'm so sorry, Eugene.
Thelma Meltzner, a wonderful wife and mother. She died 2 years ago. I missed her by 2 years. If I'd only come sooner. Oh, I wonder how she died. Well, this makes it even more imperative that I find my father.
Why?
Because he's alone now. Yosef, Katrina, let's go. This cave is quite deep.
They must have been digging here a long time.
Many years.
It ends here.
Looks like there was a cave-in.
Don't move!
Don't shoot! We mean no harm!
What are you doing here?
We're searching for my father. He was called Marathi. Do you know where he might be?
You are his son?
Yes.
Do you know how to find gold?
Well, I only have a rudimentary knowledge of archaeology and virtually no training in the field of geology as it relates to finding gold.
I don't believe you.
That's right. He is lying. He knows how to find gold and he's much younger. He can walk faster. I will exchange him for Morathi.
Yosef!
You are in no position to bargain.
Morathi is too old. He cannot find gold anymore. This man would prove to be a worthy exchange.
Yes, you are right. Come with me.
Where?
A holding cell until I can bring my tribe back to see. Come.
Yes, bring Morathi back and we will make the exchange.
There is no exchange to be made. Morathi is dead.
What?
He died right there, 3 months ago. Under those rocks.
The cave-in?
Yes.
Oh, 3 months.
Now come. You'll be my prisoners. And then the leaders of our tribe will deal with you as they please.
Oh, things aren't looking too good for Eugene and Katrina. And it sounds like Eugene's search for his parents has ended in disappointment. But something tells me this adventure is not over yet. Be sure to keep listening to hear the conclusion of Eugene's trip to Africa.
Do you feel that?
What?
It's a draft, and there are no windows. It's coming from over here. There's a loose rock.
What? It's more than one loose rock.
What is it?
Oh, it's a tunnel across the river. It's Kwame.
What's he doing? Is he trying to cross the bridge? Kwame! Don't try to cross the bridge!
Why not? It's not safe! But the curse is over! I'm not going to let the poor guys tell me what to do anymore!
Kwame, please! Don't walk any closer!
I'm going!
Meanwhile, if you ever want to write to us, just send your card or letter to Adventures in Odyssey, Colorado Springs, Colorado, 80995. Or in Canada, write to Box 9800, Vancouver, BC, V6B4G3. And when you do, be sure to ask how you can get a copy of today's episode. It's called
Prisoners of Fear. And don't forget to visit us on the web at witsend.org. Adventures in Odyssey is a presentation of Focus on the Family. Prisoners of Fear was written and directed by Marshall Younger. Our vocal talent included Audrey Wasilewski, Theo Borders, Mark Anthony Williams, Ponita Nichols, and Will Ryan as Eugene. Our sound design was provided by Gap Digital. Our producers were Marshall Younger and Bob Hoos. And I'm Chris, hoping you'll join us again for our next adventure.